talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn.
Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar.
Welcome to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits, and all points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. Going right to the front lines of history in the making, as always. And as always, we're giving away a free T-shirt to the third caller today, a T-shirt designed by Crudy himself. Plenty of places to start, but I'll tell you where I'm going to start. The continued civil war in the Republican Party. Donald Trump is starting to stir, starting to come out of hibernation. He can't go back on Twitter and Facebook, but he's found a way to put out statements, and the media pick up some of them. One of his statements yesterday, he said, quote, Mitch McConnell is hanging by a thread. And then he said, Trump said, and my endorsement, i.e. Trump's endorsement, is the difference between victory and defeat for Republicans. You know, you could say he's not lacking in self-esteem. I think he is lacking in self-esteem. I think that he has a deep, deep, deep fear that it'll be found out, deep insecurity, deep inferiority complex. And he says stuff like this. Who goes around and says stuff like that? But the fight with Mitch McConnell is a very deep and profound fight in the Republican Party. Moscow Mitch is an expert at surviving. Moscow Mitch is basically a muskie at the bottom. He never goes for the bait. Nobody can catch him. He's a wily Moscow Mitch. So Moscow Mitch has perfected a way of good cop, bad cop. Moscow Mitch voted to acquit Trump in the impeachment arising out of the January 6th insurrection. And then he turned around and said, Trump is a criminal. The prosecutor should get him. That's the right forum. Then he can go home to Kentucky and say, I voted to acquit him. I know you're Trump supporters. I voted to acquit him. And then he can go to donors and say, I said he's a criminal. And the prosecutors have got to get him. That's the correct thing. And of course, the ostensible reason he gave, fake reason for quitting him, was that somehow he was no longer in office. And therefore, you couldn't convict somebody and impeach them. That's false. It's happened before in our nation's history. It's quite clear you can. But secondly, the reason he was still in office is because Moscow Mitch refused to put the conviction phase trial on the agenda until the afternoon of January 20th. Joe Biden was sworn in at noon on January 20. Trump was no longer president. And by the afternoon of January 20, the wheels were in motion to put Chuck Schumer in as majority leader. So the whole deal was fake. But what is the consequence of Donald Trump attacking Moscow Mitch? Donald Trump is attacking the establishment of the Republican Party. And the establishment of the Republican Party, their donors, they've already broken ranks. You may remember something like well over 100 of them took a pledge not to contribute to anybody. And this would be in the Republican Party, but anybody who contested the certification of the election. Because large companies in this country know you can't have democracy with violence. You have to have the peaceful transition of power. We're alone among nations, along with European nations, alone in having invented that. Everywhere else, there's a fake election, the knives come out, and somebody gets thrown in jail, and the other one becomes president. And that's what, frankly, the Republicans and Donald Trump wanted. And the business community can't tolerate that because they know that if that happens in those countries where that occurs, there is not real capitalism. and they don't have the economic system they want. Now, recently, I told you yesterday that AT&T and Cigna have already reneged on that pledge and are contributing. I think they'll renege in a heartbeat. Their lobbyists will come up to them and say, we need this senator's vote on this tax bill, on this regulation, this regulatory bill. And we need to funnel some cash in his campaign account, and they're going to do it. Believe me, well, the two of them have already done it, and the rest will follow. So what is going to happen to the establishment of the Republican Party? I do not think that they're going to wither up and go away. That's where the money is, in the consistent money in the Republican Party. But you have these outlier billionaires that remember some history course they took and have an idea about the course of civilization and are willing to pump millions of dollars on a whim into Republican campaigns. Richard Eline of Illinois, not one of the Milwaukee Elines, of Illinois, pumped something like $70 million into the Republican Party and its candidates in Wisconsin in a very short period of years. It's a lot of money, and it would take a lot of corporations and their donations to measure up to that. And the other form of, or the other source of contributions, are small monthly contributions from average people, and sometimes people who don't really have the money to do it, who get inflamed and ginned up by Trump's rhetoric. Now, they're not going to get inflamed and ginned up by Tom Cotton's rhetoric or Cruz's rhetoric or Josh Hawley's rhetoric or Wormwood, Lindsey Graham. They won't get, not going to get wound up. It's Trump. And so that is what is happening in the Republican Party. Trump attacking Moscow Mitch for the speech he gave, not for the acquittal. The speech he gave. Trump is vengeful, very vengeful. Remember when Mitt Romney gave a speech in 2016 and said Trump is a fraud? And it was a really good speech. I mean, he gave it with a lot of conviction. Trump is a fraud. Trump is so vengeful, he dangled the Secretary of Stateship to Mitt Romney, and Mitt Romney was stupid enough to believe him, and flew to New York. Flew to New York to have dinner with Trump, and they're pictured in a candlelight dinner, some restaurant. And Mitt Romney thought he was in serious contention for Secretary of State. He was in serious contention for nothing. He was in serious contention for revenge. So somebody's going to have to manage this. Moscow Mitch in the Republican Party will try to manage it. But Trump has now announced that he is going to go to Alabama, and he has urged Mo Brooks, congressman from Alabama, to run for Richard Shelby's seat. And there's a Monday night rally. I think it was last night, probably fairly late. Why do we care about that in Wisconsin? Because Richard Shelby, even though he's a Republican senator from Alabama, was a moderate. He was considered a moderate. He'd occasionally throw a bone to rationality and common sense. That's how sad it is. We think this guy, senator from Alabama, is a moderate because he throws a bone to common sense. Mo Brooks is off the charts on the QAnon right. Mo Brooks is the one who first raised the issue of contesting the certification of Joe Biden. And then he sniffed around. He sniffed and sniffed and sniffed, and he found a senator, because under the rules, a member of the House can't do it by himself. A member of the House needs a U.S. senator. Then the two of them can bring it up and let anybody, any idiot, object to the certification and debate for 2 hours on it. So he got Josh Hawley. Josh Hawley put all his eggs in that basket. He thought, okay, I'm going to be so full frontal Trump that I'm going to contest the certification in the Senate and go along with Mo Brooks. So Mo Brooks is the kind of guy that Trump wants in the Senate. And that is the guy Trump went down to Alabama to endorse. Now, I don't know if anybody else down there is going to run. You'd think Jeff Sessions would run. And it's amazing that I'm even saying that, because Jeff Sessions is terrible. But Jeff Sessions passes as a moderate in the Republican Party. He passes as a moderate in the Republican Party. That is how pathetic the party has become. I don't know if he's going to do it. I don't know if the average, normal, even Alabamian businessman can run. And he can espouse everything he wants about mint juleps and the antebellum South, and it's not going to matter at all. Now, the one thing about Mo Brooks is he is so crazy and so untalented and so full frontal Trump that he raises the specter betrayal, Trump's betrayal to the commie Ruskies, to the Russians, because he was afraid of him and they were blackmailing him and funding him. Somebody's got to run against Mo Brooks in the Republican primary, and somebody's got to run against Mo Brooks as a Democrat. And remember when Doug Jones did it and beat that really weird guy who was a former DA and was under an injunction by a judge not to go near malls because he liked to hang around with young girls. And even then, Doug Jones won by like 1%. So it's a strange state in some respects. They may think we're strange. We're not. I like Alabama. I have a lot of friends, and I served in the Navy with a bunch of guys from Alabama who are top notch. But their politics is bad news. And Mo Brooks, keep that name in mind. If he ends up in the U.S. Senate, we're going to have a very, very rough couple of years. We're going to a break. The lines are still open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter. Tell him that God's going to cut you down. Tell him that God's going to cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down.